Okay, let's start a discussion of Nehemiah Paragimel. Nehemiah Paragimel, as we had in the previous Perek, Nehemiah gets permission to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, which were dilapidated and burned and falling down. Sanballat Tachoroni and Tovia HaEved, the Psukim describe, they were the anti-Semites that were going to try to stop the building. But here we go. This Perek describes at length all the names of the people and their families who built each section of the wall of Yerushalayim. That's the entire Perek. A list of names starting from the east side, going all the way around, coming back to the east side, building up all the walls of Yerushalayim. Ending, the end of the Perek is just about how the enemies again are very upset. They start screaming at us, and it's getting more serious, their actions against us. So that's the Perek. The list of names are mentioned here. Again, remember, these walls are not the walls that we have today. These walls lasted for about 400 years or so through Bayesheni, and then they were destroyed. The walls that we have for Yerushalayim today were built by Suleiman the Magnificent, a number of decades ago. In the, what year did he build them? In the 1500s or so, 1530s is estimated when he built it, but that's what we have today. Maybe some of them were built on the same spots as Nehemiah's walls, maybe not, we don't know for sure, but that is in terms of the walls. The Binyan Yerushalayim, is that a separate mitzvah? That's a discussion. There's a Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah, Saseh Darais of Asli Mikdash. Is this any different than Binyan any year in Eretz Yisrael? It's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, right? The Ramban, you're not allowed to leave it Lishmama, but obviously Yerushalayim has a unique status. We're not going to go through everything right now about Yerushalayim, but we know that Yerushalayim has a unique status among the for Halacha. Obviously, we're going to talk about later on in Perek Yud Beis, we'll talk about the re-sanctification of the city. We'll have to see, is that a real re-sanctification because the Kedusha expired when the Gullus happened, or was it not a real one because Kitzur L'Shaita V'Kitzur L'Asalavo, but it was just a Zecher to be done so that B'nai Yisrael came back and to get them focused on what was happening. So we'll have to talk about that then. But obviously Yerushalayim is a focus for many halachas. Obviously Maaser Sheni and Kachim, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating ha'ara, but he says even just living in Yerushalayim, that's living closer to the source of spirituality. Rav Moshe in Parshas Veschanan, where Hashem shows Moshe, but it does not let him into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe davens, Ebronava, Eretz, Aretz, Atova. Let me see it. Chazinan, says the Ramosha. Sha'afti, Kadivri Chazal, Amasha Ratzal, Moshe Lavarsa Yardin. Vichilechel, Mipiria, Sarech, Alakaim, Yisus, Tulis, Baretz. Right, he wanted to be kind of the mitzvahs. Mikomakom, Matsinu, Gamsha, Ratza, Aflios, Oaf, Lavarsa Yardin. Right, we know Moshe Rabbeinu even wanted to be a bird. Right, the Medrash says in Dvarim Rabbah at the end. Av shalav bar mitzvahsu, even though he's not a bar mitzvahs. What does he want to be a bird for? Can't do mitzvos. Alma, de etzem lios b'makam kedusha, hu davar gadol. Just to be in a holy spot, that itself is an amazing thing. Mikivan shashem yisbarach hikdash makam zeh, since Hashem sanctified this spot, yesh lishtad liosham. Try to be there. Upashut, shagam ha mitzvah hi b'shvil zeh, ladur b'makam kedusha, av shalav yizdamin lo l'kayim sham mitzvah satulius ba'aretz. Even if you don't get to do any mitzvahs as Tulias Baris, but just being there and living there is something that is significant. V'lachein gam yish mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yosem mibishar Eretz Yisrael. Av deleka mitzvahs at Tulias b'Yerushalayim, levada mitzvahs deboi choma, besides the mitzvahs that need a choma, that to eat kachim, kalim, and maaser sheni in, but the mitzvah is to be in Yerushalayim. Shakal adam k'sheish lo mechuyev lavo, nimsa she'etzem hadira eino maybe yeser mitzvahs, v'rak b'shvila kedusha yeh mitzvah. Physical things can become more sanctified. No, even Gashmi things can be sanctified in that way. That's what the Pirkei de Belazar says, right? Call him Ispalel, right? You're diving in front of the Kisei HaKavod when you're in Yerushalayim. Besides the fact that it's the spiritual center, it's the capital city, maybe one other ha'ara about Yerushalayim, because this parak is all about building up the walls of Yerushalayim. Rav Soloveitchik notes that the phrase Lifnei Hashem appears in three different contexts in Tanakh. Three different contexts. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara, right? You have to do Shechita. Shechita of Karbanos has to be Lifnei Hashem, right? That's one. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Harabais. Mizar Abayis, right? He quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, Hari Lufnei Amelach Hashem, right? That's talking about Har Abayis, and right, the pasuk in, I think he quotes the pasuk I'm reading. Rav Shechter has this in Big Fiatzon on page Kuf Zayin, and obviously Oy Yerushalayim is called that. Umatino kama pamim b'Torah v'shachat. Let's start with the beginning of the paragraph. I'm sorry. The matzino b'Torah lashon lifnei Hashem b'gimel mashmoyos. The lefamim koya kol here Yerushalayim. The achad lifnei Hashem alokecha. Lifnei Hashem is the whole city. That's where you eat. Meiser tegancha tiroshcha v'tzarecha kachem kala meiser sheni. Ulefamim koya harabayis. Kidechsiv b'chatzotos v'kol shofar hariu lifnei Melech Hashem. Where are the b'chatzotos on harabayis? The isa b'gomer shoshanish lohi nogim kain ela b'mikdash harabayis. Umatzino kama pa'amim v'shachar as ben abakar lifnei Hashem. That's in the Azara. So how could the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, refer to three different geographical places? What's the answer? It must be that the root Kedusha of all of them is the same. They all flow from the same root. Kedusha's Mikdash. There's the most intense Kedusha's Mikdash, a little diluted Kedusha's Mikdash, and less, and even more diluted Kedusha's Mikdash. That's what's radiating out. Yerushalayim is Kedusha's Mikdash b'harchava. The Gimel Chalakim Heim L'Kedusha's Mikdash. The Iker Kedusha's Mikdash, Hibi Azara. Ulamate imenu b'mala yish mixas kedushas and mikdash b'harabayis. Ulamate imenu b'mala yish pachas kedushas and mikdash b'Yerushalayim. And that's what the Eser Kedushos in the first parak in Kalim that's listed. Eretz Yisrael is more kedush than the rest of the land. So what is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? That you bring Omer and Bikurim and Shtei Alechem. Ayaras Bukafas Choma is more kedush. Lefnim and Achoma is even more kedush. Kachem and Meiser Sheni. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Mishnah pick that to illustrate that Yerushalayim is more kedush than other cities by mentioning Kachem Kalam and Meiser Sheni? Why does by Eretz Yisrael and mentions Omer and Bikurim, why not Shumas and Meisros and Shemitah and Yovel and Lekha and Shikha and Peah and all the mitzvot list Baretz? Why are those not listed in this Mishnah? Why does it just say Omer and Bikurim and Shtei Alechem? And when a Hechrech Lomar, Ta'atana Loka Chashavacha Malas Eretz Yisrael Mipas Kedushas Aretz Shelah. The Mishnah is not interested in saying Kedushas Aretz per se. It's talking about how Eretz Yisrael even is in a larger expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. Av shebechol Eretz Yisrael yish Kedushas HaMikdash b'miksas b'madreika p'chusa me'aser b'Yerushalayim. V'ashem b'az osa Kedushas HaMikdash yesh shebechol Eretz Yisrael hu dekaimalan Omer Shtei Alechem is only from there. V'kolos and eser Kedushos, they're all madregos of Kedushas Mikdash. Amazing. So Yerushalayim has a very serious sense of Kedushas Mikdash, and that's what this parak highlights. Vayakam El Yashiv HaKohen HaGadol. The Kohen HaGadol wasn't beneath his coven to take part in the building, the construction. El Yashiv, the grandson of the Kohen HaGadol that came back with earlier with the first Aliyah. So El Yashiv HaKohen HaGadol, he starts Echav HaKohen, and they get the first section. They had all the sections being worked on at the same time, so it really went very quickly. So he got involved. Vayakam El Yashiv HaKohen HaGadol. Vayakam HaKohen Vayivnu Ashar Atzon. They started building the Sharat Zon. Again, we don't know exactly where these Sharam are, but this was the middle of the east side of the wall. Middle of the east wall. So the Malbim says they started with the east, and they went around in a circle counterclockwise. And as we'll see at the end of the parak, they come back to the Sharat Zon. They finished the entire wall. Hema Kidshuhu, they sanctified it. Again, does this literally mean sanctified it? Does that mean just in a Melitza sense, but not literally. Vayamidu dalsosav, they set up the doors on Migdal Ameya Kitshu until this tower of the Migdal Ameya on Migdal Chanan El. Vayal Yado Banu, right next to them, Banu Anji Yerecho. Vayal Yado Banu Zakur Ben Imri. Right, Zakur Ben Imri was the next one. Vayishara Dagim Banu Bnei Asana'a. Hema Kiru, they put up a ceiling, a protection. Vayamidu dalsosav, Manulav, Uvarichav. And we continue reading all of the list. Again, forevermore, these people who took part in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash and the Binyan Yerushalayim, they have their names, so to speak, spiritually engraved on these walls. And whoever reads Sefer Nechemiah knows this. And again, this may be one of the sources for the Ramah in Yerodea. Resh Mem Tes, if you'd gimel, Mikol Makom, Mi Shemachdish Davar Litzdaka. If somebody's Makdish something, Mutter Lo Lichtov Shmolav, Shelo Lezikaron, you're allowed to put up a wall. And a name on a wall, Veroy Lasos Kane, right? The Chubas Arashba, Mefarsimim Osei Mitzvah. mefarsimim, because that would lead others to do more mitzvahs. That would leave this person to give even more. But again, that's what this parak is about. This parak is recognizing these people forevermore. They helped, and it wasn't easy. It was at a time that there were other fellow Jews and the non-Jews that were not interested in having a Beis HaMikdash built, not interested in having a unified Am Yisrael, and yet they took part here, and there was nothing that was going to stop them. And the parak continues with more names. Val Yadam Echzeg Meremos Ben Uriah Ben Hakotz. Val Yadam Echzeg Meshulam Ben Brechya Ben Meshizav El. Val Yadam Echzeg Tzolik Ben Bana. Now we get the pasuk, hey, a crucial pasuk. Val Yadam Echzegu At Tekoim. The Tekoim were the next ones that helped. Va Adirehem Loheviu Tzavaram Bavodas Adunehem. And the strong, the rich ones from Tekoa, they wouldn't put out their necks, literally, with the avodah of Adonai. So though the Malbim says maybe this means that they didn't want to listen to, not such a bad pasuk about them, they didn't want to listen to their own foreman, so to speak, so they picked a different section of the wall. The pashtus is, and this is how the Chavetz Chaim and others understand this, it means the rich people of Tekoa felt like it was beneath them. It was beneath them to be physically involved in this building. So 2 points. Number one, that's not our attitude in life. Our attitude in life is we are involved. When it comes to mitzvos, we get physically involved. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, right? The Kavod Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch has him in Reish Nun, in Arachayim, that we should do it ourselves. Yishtadu lahachin ba'atzmo shum davar latzorchi Shabbos. K'dil l'chabdo. We should be making ourselves. Doesn't matter how great you are. Ki Rav Chizda, haya machatech hayerach dak dak. Rav Chizda would cut the vegetables. For Abba Rav Yosef, haya malak an eitzen. They cut the wood. For Rav Zera, haya malak an eish. For Rav Nachman, haya malak an abayis. Umachlis kelem atzrichim l'shabbos. He used to fix the furniture. Umefana klei achol. He used to take away the weekday and put on the Shabbos. Umehem yilmod kol adam. And from these great rabbis, nobody today is as great as Rav Chizda, Rabba Rav Yosef, Rav Zera. Umehem yilmod kol adam, and from them everyone should learn. Mishnah Brura, afilu hachashiv biyoser, even those chashiv uviprat, adds the Mishnah Brura, uviprat, quoting the Chai Adam, biyamak sarim on the winter days, umikolshigin ksheroa shekfar hayisamach l'shabbos shazum mechui v'lasak b'chol kocho. Right, you have to do it. You have to be strong. For Isi Anchi Maisa, gedolei Torah, shayim achabdin abayis ba'atzman, biyamak sarim, these to sweep the house. That's a chiyuv gamur, and that's where the back to the Shulchan Aruch. And don't say I should be pogim in my kavod. I don't sweep. That is kavod Shabbos by having the greatest rabbis involved, and that's what the Bir Halacha says. What's zeu kvodo? This is answering the Chavos Yoris kasha. Eich ikilu bekvodom. How God will kavod abrius? Shadocha lo sasei b'Torah. Right? How could you violate? The answer is no. This is kavod Torah. Right, and that's what he quotes from David HaMelech, right, and Akalosi Obizos, what he answers to his wife after he danced and got sweaty in front of the Aron. Yeah, that's what this is all about, Kavod Hashem, and therefore a person should be physically involved, whether it's Kavod Shabbos, whether it's building a sukkah. The Chavetz Chaim writes that forevermore the Adirei Tekoa are remembered for this. Imagine if you wake them up from their graves now, and they say, you know what, in Nehemiah it says that you weren't interested. What they would do to have another chance, what they would do to say that, I'll give, of course, I'll do it. But no, forevermore, the Adirei Tekoa, they say that the Chavetz Chaim was fond of quoting this pasuk, here in the middle of Nehemiah that hardly anybody knows about. But that's what the Chavetz Chaim always quoted. It's quoted in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah and Parshas Vayakel. When Nehemiah is parsimu l'dira on adirim shel ha'ayara Tekoa, Nikar me'asipur shahaniyim v'abalabatim azru b'vinyin achoma. Everyone else took part. V'raka amidim hishtamtu v'yikasvu b'shvul zela dirona olam. Forevermore. And if we would wake them up from their graves, so you know some, kol machmadeyim, b'vachi yimachum in a sefer, erase this pasuk. L'olamdeinu is to teach me. Mi she'ose tova, kadosh baruch hu mefaris melatov. If they do it coming good, it's going to be remembered for good. Somebody does the opposite, it's also going to be remembered. So we have to be mechazik ourselves. And sometimes when people didn't want to get involved with Tzorchi Tzibor, he used to just say in Yiddish, it says on the bottom, Di balabatim fun yener steller in Tanakh. He used to just say, these are balabatim from that city in Tanakh. Nobody knew what he was talking about. But he was talking about this. He was talking about the Adirei Tekoa that didn't want to take part. Again, it's all about pushing. It's all about sweating, be mashkia. Remember the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Truma, where he talks about why the Avnei Shoam, the gorgeous stones, are listed last on all the Nedavis. So he says, because those weren't worked hard for. Those weren't worked hard for. Right? The Anonim, the Gemara says, brought those Avnei HaShoam, and that's why they're listed last, because it didn't come with Tircha. And mitzvahs are about being Torah for them. And that's what this pasuk teaches me, that the Adirei Tekoa did not take part. Vesashar HaYeshana, we continue. The old gate, maybe it was from Bayis Rishon, who knows, it was one of the walls that lasted. Herziku Yo Yada Ben Paseach, Meshulam Ben Besosta, it keeps going and listing all of the names. Pasaches, Al Yado Herzik Uziel Ben Char Haya Hatzorfim, they were Tzorfim, they worked with iron. Val Yado Herzik Hananya Ben Rakochim, Vayazvu Yerushalayim Arachoma Archava. They were Ma'azev. What is Ma'azev? The Mesudas Sion says, Milui Afar, they filled in dirt and earth in order to strengthen the wall. Rav Shua points out that this is one of those words in Hebrew that have opposite meanings, right? Opposite meanings, because the word la'azov could mean to leave, to forsake, right? Tzadik, we say at the end of benching, now right, you see Gazakani Vlori, you see Tzadik ne'azov, but also we know the mitzvah of helping somebody is azov ta'azov imo. So the word azov can mean forsake, the word azov can mean help. So again, it depends on the context, one has to know. So here too, Vayazvi, they helped out Yerushalayim and they filled it up. Valyadim Echzik Rafaya Ben Chur continues the discussion of the list of names. Skipping a couple of psukim, Achrav Hechzik Nechemi Ben Azbuk, Sar Chatzi Melatzur, Pasuk Tezayin. They went all the way up until Kivrei David. Describes here the Shiloach, the Ma'alos that you go down from Ir David. Again, these are very important psukim in terms of the archaeology. It was exactly where is Kever David. Many scholars assume that it's not in the place that's marked today outside of Shar Tzion. But again, you have to work it out with all of these psukim exactly where Kever David is in, geographically connected to Silwan, which is Ir David. But again, these psukim are important for that issue. We continue with, more names, Pasik Chaf, Acharav, Hechra, Hechzik Baruch Ben Zaki Midashenis. What is Hechra? The Malbim says maybe it's a person's name, but the Mitzvotis David here, and others say, no, Hechra means he did it Bizrisus. Hechra Hechzik, the Mitzvotis David, Mishchamim Bizrisus Rav, the Hechzik Shuv Kefi Amida, right? He was excited about it, he got into it. Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs, right? That's what we see from building the base of Migdash. Construction, you're building the Mikdash, right? Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs is a huge topic. We know we learned it from Avram Avinu. Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher and Bereishis has a beautiful piece where we have four similar principles in Chazal, but they're not exactly the same. Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs is one. Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashkinon, we don't delay doing a mitzvah. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, praised, beloved is the mitzvah in its proper time. Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. All those four, and though he says sometimes Mefarshim use them interchangeably, but he goes through how each one of them is unique. Specifically, we'll just mention Zrizus, because that's the one that comes up here in our perek. What is Zrizus? Kol Hecha Demuta L'Ha'adam L'Kayim Mitzvah. She'etzem Asiyasi Hitachlis HaNirtzavah. The mitzvah is the maisa, mitzvah is the focus, not the result. V'lo totso seha, tzorach lizdaris b'kiyuma, laris godel chibaso l'mitzvah. Because the maisa, mitzvah is the focus, do the mitzvah as quickly as you can, I saw some of the farshim point out, zrizim akdim in l'mitzvahs, not b'mitzvahs. Once you start doing the mitzvah, do it slowly and carefully and focused. But zrizim, to get to there, zrizim akdim in l'mitzvah, once you get to the mitzvah, that is what one has to do. But again, that's Rizus as compared to those other three principles. And the parak continues with all of the other people that are listed in the parak. And we get towards the end, the Pasuk Lamed Beis, Uvein Aliyas Apino Lashar Hatzon. We return to where we started. The wall went all the way around, started on the east side, went up, went all the way to the northern border, went on the western border, then the southern border, went back up on the eastern border till the middle, till you get to Shar Hatzon, Hechzik Vatzorfin V'Harochlam. And again, these people are listed forever. The Chavetz Chaim also, in Shmiras Halashon, talks about, we have to recognize that every word of Lashon Hara is Machriv of the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know? Because Sinas Chinim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. You think it's going to be rebuilt if we haven't fixed those sins? Says the Chavetz Chaim, if I did ask for a donation today, who wants to donate towards the Beis HaMikdash? Everybody would give money. So I'm asking you to do something easier than money. It's not just money. It's just not not talking badly about our friend. And he says it's terrible because when somebody does other aveiros, if somebody eats treif, they feel very bad about it, they're going to do tshuva about it, they're going to fast about it. But, says the Chavetz Chaim, this is in Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Beis Perek Zayin, but when somebody is violates Onaz Dvarim and Albanas Panim and Lashon Hara and Mechilas, they don't feel so bad. They're able to defend, they're able to explain, they're able to figure out a way not to blame themselves. But we have to realize we're destroying, we're preventing the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, look in the Chemya Perek Gimel, these people built the Beis HaMikdash, and they're remembered forevermore. Forevermore they're remembered, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for that. So we have to remember, we have to realize what we're doing. Fine. Vayikasher Shama Sanballat, at the end of the Perek, when Sanballat, one of our enemies, heard, Ki'anachnu Bonim Esachoma, Vayichalo, we got very angry, Vayichas Harbe, Vayaleg Al HaYehudim. And he made fun, he scoffed at the Jews, Vayomer, as classic anti-Semites always just even referred to Jews with negative adjectives. Vayomer Nechav, he told his brethren, Rav Schwab notes, how did he know? Right, Nechemiah is writing this in first person. Right? How did he know what Sanballat was told? He must have had spies. He must have had spies and infiltrators. Right, the Gemara doesn't talk about these psukim. It's one of the rayas that it was written by Ruach HaKodesh, like it does by Esther. Right, Vayomer Levneachav, Vechel Shomron, and the Shomron, the Kusim, Vayomer Moha Yehudim Ha'amelalim Osim. What are these weaklings doing? Hayazvu Lohem. Are they going to really build it strongly? Are they going to be able to bring karbanas? Hayachalu Vayom, they're going to build it quickly? Today, we're going to stop them. Hayachayos Havanim, they're going to bring alive, they're going to revive these stones. Me'aremos Ha'afar, from the dirt piles, Amasrufos, they're burnt. The Tovya Hamoni Atzlo, and his buddy Tovya said, Vayomer Gam Asherim Bonim, Imyala Shuo. Right? Foxes are going to be able to break the walls. You think this is a strong wall? Maybe referring to the pasuk that's quoted at the end of Makkos, right? The Shu'alim Hilchuba, Ufaretz Chomaz Avneim. Even a fox is going to be able to break it. So Nehemiah says, Hashem, you hear this? Shma Elokeinu Ki'ayinu Buza. Listen, we're so downtrodden. V'ashiv Cherpasam Al Rosham. Turn their disgrace on their own heads. Utnem Leviza Beret Shivya. V'atachases Avonam. Don't hide their what they do to us. V'chatasim Milfanecha. Right. This is what we say in every generation. Don't hide what the goyim do to us. V'chatasim Milfanecha Al Timache. Ki Yechisu L'Negen Avonam. Look what they're doing. V'nivnes Achoma. But we're going to build the wall. V'tikasher Kol Choma Chesia. It was built halfway. Went all the way around. Halfway up, everybody was excited about it because they got all the way around, halfway up, and they're going to continue because they are psyched to continue and get the project done. Okay, we will stop here.